At the local Donegal County Council Islands meeting, I raised the issue, as I have in the past, about Tory, the Bala, Maka, Cha Talith and Tari, about the condition of the road. We had the same problem in Aranmore, but we were able to get some money to fix it, and I can't see why we're not able to get the funding that's needed, even to make it safe and passable. That road now is not safe, it's impassable, not alone by car, but also by walking. Not that long ago that somebody unfortunately fell and injured themselves quite seriously. My understanding is there were broken bones, and I think that if we genuinely care about the people of Tory Island, this is a road that's vitally important to them for their own social needs, but also as for their economic needs in terms of tourism. The lighthouse offers so much. It's one of the most beautiful places, not alone in Ireland, but in Europe. And I think it's really a disgrace and a shame that the state hasn't been able to find the much-needed funding to fix this road so that they can promote the island.
And some would argue that if this road was on the mainland, it would be fixed already.
I don't doubt that. I think that the state, over the generations, have treated our island community as second-class citizens. All we have to do is look at the history of Tory Island this last number of years and the failure of the state after promising the people of Tory that within 2 years that we would have a boat service, and not just the boat service but the pier in Maharorti as well, and they have continued to fail our islands. Our smaller islands are absolutely discriminated against, where the state are failing to invest anything at all. And I strongly believe if that lighthouse road was anywhere else, I would be jumped on and it would be invested in hugely.